morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's your name, please?
Devin Quigley Bernard.
Thank you, sir. The Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, so just hold on a moment.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Devin Quigley Bernard, 328088.
Okay, Mr. Bernard, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to conduct your hearing today, okay? To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, to my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. She is acting as our chair today. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I am going to be acting as your panel lead today, okay? Okay, prior to your hearing today, sir, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Sir, I also with this representative of the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer, Mr. Turner, sir. I think you can see Mr. Turner on the screen at this time. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In the first phase, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In the second phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to start out with phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
All right. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to Mesa Regional Parole Office located at 460 North Mesa Drive, Suite 211 in Mesa, Arizona, within one working day of your release on about July 27, 2018. Says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Bernard, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal waste or a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Sir, we're going to go into phase two of the hearing in just a moment. Let me just mark some paperwork. Ms. Rittenhouse, did you second?
Yes, I did.
Agreed with Mr. Neal and agreed with Mr. Quinones. So we're going into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go with some information with you to see if the board has any additional questions, sir. And then we're going to give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Bernard was released from ADC custody on 7-27-2018 and arrested on 8-11-2018 by the Apache Junction Police Department. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 8-14-2018 with an adjusted CCD of 11-7-2018 with 15 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, criminal trespassing, first degree, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No SCG information is noted. There's no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary. Other arrest, 2012. Arson of structure, property, Washington, juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G3, V3.
denied. I see that when you were released, you were approved to go to TLC at Apache Junction, and you found an established residence since you were released there. Why didn't you go? What happened?
Sir, the last time I went to TLC, there was heavy drug use on the property, and I was just worried about relapsing when I got released from TLC, and that's the only reason I never went there.
So where did you go to?
I was homeless.
So you just stayed out on the street homeless?
Yes, sir.
So were you working during that period of time?
Yes, sir, at Cobblestone Auto Spa in Mesa as a detail supervisor.
So what were you doing in Apache Junction, sir?
That's where my family resides, so when I was homeless, I would just go to my father's house to get meals every now and again.
So how did you wind up coming in contact with the police?
Honestly, sir, there's a couple of Apache Junction police officers that know me very well for a lot of misdemeanor charges that I had picked up. So when they see me walking down the road to the gas station, they run my name, and then that's when they found out I had a DOC hold.
Okay. So why did you get ahead of your parole officer, Mr. Bernard?
I had no reliable transportation all the way that far into Mesa.
So you had the, you went to your father's house, so you, why didn't you call him?
Call my parole officer?
Yes, sir.
I tried to, but she wasn't working, and the person who was covering for her, I left a message, but they never got back to me.
There is no documentation on OMS showing that the offender ever contacted the parole department. Also, for the record, TLC is the address that he applied to use for his release from prison.
Okay, so you applied to TLC, so is that... You said the last time you was at TLC, this doesn't show that you had any previous, you had no discipline. When did you go to TLC?
I was on intense probation for this charge that I'm here for DOC.
Okay.
So, I was previously on probation for this charge.
All right, so you were previously on intense probation, and then you got violated on the intense probation and sent to DOC?
Yes, sir, I relapsed.
So, did you relapse while you were out there again, sir?
No, sir.
During those 15 days?
No, sir.
All right, well, that's a good thing, Mr. Bernard. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Quinones.
Just really quick, sir. Mr. Bernard, based on the way things went when you were on community supervision this time, if this board saw fit to return to the community, what would your plan be? Because TLC didn't work out for you, you ended up homeless. You didn't make contact with your parole officer, so what would your plan be?
I would be staying at my aunt's house in Mesa rather than go back to Apache Junction. So I could be closer to my work, I could be closer to my parole officer, I would have no worries about transportation to the parole office.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. So, sir, I see that there's no additional questions coming from the board. We're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to ask you to remain on the phone so that you can hear the conversation taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board is in discussion, okay? We'll get back to you with the decision. The board is now going into discussion. Mr. Bernard will be released on 11-7 of 2018. At this time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time, which is just... probably a little like maybe a month and a half away from now that he'll be released. He seems to be a good kid. He's doing good and says he was working while he was out. However, he picked to go to TLC and didn't go. He was on intense supervision, probation, he says, and violated there, might have gone back to prison, just haven't done well on the intense probation or the community supervision, but he only has a very short period of time still left, and I think if he takes his time and just go ahead and complete his time that he has left, that he would be released and not be on any parole or community supervision. Hopefully, he just remains out. He said he's been drug-free this time that he's been out. He didn't relapse, and if he can go to AA or do some programming while he's in there during this short period of time, hopefully he'll get out, be a productive citizen, not get in any more trouble, but he won't have to worry about any parole or community supervision once he's released, and hopefully he's successful when he gets out. That's my opinion. How I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I agree with you concerning the community supervision, but because I know Mr. Bernard is listening, we very rarely see people who have this limited of involvement in the criminal justice system. And this is certainly a person who I hope will think hard about if this is the life he wants, because at this point he has the complete power to turn this around and not be involved in the criminal justice system. So I hope he makes that choice. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
All right. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Bernard. I find out that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways or company, as he did abscond for 15 days. We have no idea of exactly what he was doing during that period of time. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Condonis, Mr. Bailey. Okay, Mr. Bernard?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke the community supervision. You'll be released in about a month and a half on November 7th of 2018, sir, that you'll be released. At the time that you're released, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, so you won't have to report to your parole officer. I hope that you take this time, the board does too, and as Ms. Rittenhouse was saying, is that you have very limited things going on within the criminal justice system, and that you have the opportunity, ability, so you can get your life straightened out, and hopefully you won't get in any more trouble. You have no discipline since you've been in custody, and that we hope you remain that way, but when you get out, so we hope that you will be strong and get yourself together, so you're a young man, you can be a positive person once you get out, and be a productive person, and never have any more negative contact with law enforcement, or have to come back before this board again, and when you're walking down the street in Apache Junction, you don't have to worry about those officers who know you very well running you and coming up there and stopping you, okay? Sir, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. So would you put the CO3 on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bernard.